Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
Furious attack by the Imperial Alliance, X-bombers sustain severe damage to their oxygen life support systems. Lamia, using her newly discovered powers of F-01, safely guided the ship to a temporary refuge on the planet Molfane. The crew was barely conscious. They were unable to help her. She was left at the mercy of her enemies. Commander Makara, taking advantage of the situation, sent Imperial soldiers to storm the great battlecruiser. Lamia was trapped. She and Kirara were the sole defenders as the soldiers fought their way towards the stricken ex-bomber.
Where is Lamia?
What's happened?
Ah, Shiro! Listen, the enemy is boarding X-Bomber from below!
Take it from both sides! This way, yes!
Hercules, let's go!
Okay, pal. Hey, PPA, take care of the doctor and Lee.
I will! Don't you worry!
There we
We got company. Hurry.
This way.
Kirara!
Drop your gun!
Out of the way, Lamia.
Oh, Shiro.
Lamia, are you okay?
Get out of here. Back to sick bay. Look out!
We got you now! Walk in front of us!
Now what?
Darn!
Put down your guns! If you resist, we'll kill the girl!
Let's get out of here, Lamia.
Thank you, Kirara.
Hold on, don't move! Where's that mysterious girl? Where?
Oh, Doctor.
Shoot us if you must. We'll not surrender her.
Well, if you're ready.
Right, you first!
You'll pay for that!
Quick, Lee, follow me.
Sir.
Here they come. Get back, Lamia.
You can't escape now! Hand over the gun!
Run, Frick Lamia, run!
Oh, no! Shiro, help!
No, Lamia!
Hold it! Don't do anything foolish unless you want to see her dead!
Shiro, don't worry about me! Fire! Kirara!
Drop down! Lamia! Lamia? Where are you? There! The doctor!
Thanks. Thank God you're both safe.
They've got her. They've abducted Lamia.
We've got to get after them fast.
I know, but X-Bomber's badly damaged. She has to be repaired before we can possibly follow Makara's battleship.
We have captured Lamia, Commander Makara.
So, this is F-01.
Such a pretty little thing. It can't be. How old are you, child?
Orion, behave yourself, you fool!
What is it you want of me?
You'll soon find out. Now that we know that you're F-01, the Alliance will never let you go. You will go with us now.
Full ahead, quantum speed!
The Aurelian Star Cluster! Orion! Lay a minefield as a gift to X-Bomber.
With pleasure, Commander. Stand by to scatter mines.
Yes, Captain. Stand by to scatter space mines.
I'm in a dreadful mess. Please don't cry, Kirara. We'll soon get Lamia back again. Kirara, stop it. You'll make me sad too. We will find her. If I cry, I'll fuse my circuits.
Doctor, all repairs completed successfully.
That's good. Lee, locate Commander Makara's ship.
Yes, sir.
Crew of X-Bomber, this is Halley speaking. Captain of the sailing ship, the Skull.
Well, is that him? You're the only one that met him, Shiro.
Yeah, that's Halley, all right.
I'm Dr. Ben, captain of X-Bomber.
Well, you've missed the fireworks. Why didn't you come when we needed your help?
I am very sorry. We knew Lamia was in danger, but we were unable to help. Doctor, I would like to talk with you in private.
We cannot afford the time. We must find her.
I appreciate the urgency, but Doctor, this is also of the utmost importance.
All right, Captain Halley. I'll wait for you here.
While they carry Lamia further away, we waste time here, waiting for the captain.
Take it easy, Shiro. I remember the Skull saving our lives a few times. Look, here he comes.
I'm Dr. Ben.
Halley.
I've come a great distance to ask this question. What is the F-01?
With Lamia captured, there's little time. I will tell you the history of F-01 as briefly as I can.
Very well, Captain Halley. Let us go inside.
Wish they'd cut out the small talk. They've got to hurry or Lamia'll be lost to us forever.
Cool it, Shiro.
Halley, can't you hear me? Please reply. Halley, where are you?
Lamia is indeed what the Alliance calls F-01. That is the reason they abducted her. You see, they know that one day she will become the queen of our planet, Esper. Queen of the planet Esper? What's that to the Alliance? I'll tell you. The time has come for you to know everything. The people of the planet Esper have special intuitive and supernatural powers. The planet had long been ruled by a family called the Pazaris, Lamia was born of that family. Our people had long waited for a princess. They were delighted, and the entire planet celebrated with festivals for many days. People from far and wide gathered to rejoice. There was one, a fortune teller, a man of great wisdom, who prophesied that Lamia would come to possess a tremendous power in the year 3000. It would be a power capable of dominating the entire universe. It was then that the Imperial Alliance began to attack our planet. Lamia and some of the elders from Esper managed to escape the mass destruction. They'd heard of the Earth Research Academy on Mars, and trusting in the compassion of the human race, left the child to the mercy of the Earthlings.
Now I understand.
Captain Halley, this is Shiro Hagen, son of Professor Hagen, who found the infant Lamia on Mars.
So you're the one?
If you don't mind, Captain. You're making me nervous staring at me like that.
Yeah, he's the sensitive kind.
Lamia is to dominate the universe using her great power in the year 3000. The Imperial Alliance fears this above all other things. They want to use her. She needs your help.
Our help? Captain, are you offering to join us?
I'm deeply sorry. We are now under the protection of the Kalinian Star Cluster. Should we fight the Alliance, they would retaliate by attacking our benefactors. We cannot expose our friends to such a fate.
Yet you're asking us, Captain, to take over your risk and fight for your cause.
Look here. We owe loyalty to a little place called Earth. If it's so important to the universe, shouldn't we all risk our lives to get Lamia away from them?
You are right. I want to fight, but I cannot take the risk. I must live into the year 3000. Lamia will need my help in order to use her new powers fully.
Nothing like passing the buck.
Give him the benefit of the doubt, Hercules, just this once at least.
Let me explain. Lamia and I are to become one.
You don't say. The age of chivalry. We're supposed to fight so that your little romance can bloom. You're kidding.
Shiro, Lamia is to be the guardian of peace in our universe. It is my duty to help her use her power for the good of all.
Can you prove you're the only one who can show her the way?
No, not now. I just ask you to believe me. She can bring peace to the universe.
And my answer is, you're living in dreamland.
If that's what you think, our conversation is at an end. I will fight alone. I was wrong to have counted on the understanding of Earthlings. I am sorry.
Wait, Captain. That was the cynicism of the young. Shiro? Are today's youth so narrow-minded that they need physical proof to believe in an ideal?
Dr. Ben is right. We've got to have ideals, you guys. We can't let Captain Halley fight the Alliance on his own.
I guess not. I might be persuaded to believe him. But we're talking about infinite space, pal. How do we start looking?
Let me try. The aura from the token that Lamia is wearing has awakened some of her powers. She can read my thoughts. Lamia. Lamia. Can you hear me, Lamia?
Halley!
The crew of X-Bomber has promised to save you. Where are you now?
I'm where the rainbow-colored stars cluster.
Commander!
What is it, God?
The girl has tried to communicate with another by means of her telepathic power.
What? Bind her to the dissimulator. Should she try to communicate again, teach her a lesson.
Your command.
Lamia? What's happened? The Alliance, they've stopped her thought line.
But you communicated with her. At least that means she's still alive.
Do you know where she is now?
She's somewhere within the Aurelian star cluster.
Right, let's go. Lee, find out the exact location.
Sir, right away.
I will wait for you on the planet Kalinian. The future of the universe depends upon your success.
Hallie, I can't hear you. Where are you?
What is it, Lamia? Has something gone wrong with your supernatural powers?
I want to know where you're taking me.
Oh.
What do you want of me? Tell me.
You'll soon find out. Just lie there quietly. What a little beauty you are, F-01.
Hey, Shiro.
What now?
You're not gonna give up, are you?
Who said I wanted to give up?
Shiro, you can tell your fellow pilots. We know how much you want a safer, even more than that fruitcake, Captain Halley.
I just don't trust that guy. If all that stuff were true about the Millennium, he'd be the first to go out there and try and rescue Lamia.
Hey, you disappoint me, Shiro. I thought you'd be the knight in shining armor. We know we have to save Lamia, but not all of us have a personal crusade.
Like you have.
What?
Yeah, you notice how quiet our boy went when Halley said he was gonna marry Lamia? You wouldn't be concealing some romantic ideas.
Can it? Lee?
Easy, boy. We're fighters, remember? We're trained not to be motivated by our personal feelings. I guess you'd better scratch that idea. After all, you can't very well marry the goddess of the universe, can you?
Ready? We start launch in 20 minutes.
Yes, sir. Lee, exact position of enemy.
Right, Shiro.
You are too emotional, Karara. Because you were responsible for Lamia's safety, now you wish to die from a broken heart. Think logically, like me. We are going to save Lamia. Cheer up. We're leaving any moment now.
We will repair the rest of the damage en route. Commence engine sequence.
Stand by. Power to main engines.
Malfunction in laser systems can be rectified.
Radar systems normal.
Life support systems now affirmative.
Right. Start main engines.
Course set, Aurelian Star Cluster, 80,000 millitons, upper quadrant, near Volga Nebula.
Hold course, Shiro, full quantum speed. Fire engines now.
Sir, engines fired. Leaving orbit of planet now, sir.
Look out! Some kind of alien object coming towards us!
Gee, they're floating mines.
Darn it! The Alliance laid them.
Doctor, damage port side.
This route's too dangerous. Alter course 10 degrees.
Too late!
Doctor, radar screen damage.
We'll return to planet Morphane.
Okay, sir.
Hercules, fire laser torpedoes. I want direct hits.
Yes, sir. Ready. Fire it. Keep her steady.
Hercules.
Lamia's only hope of rescue, the X-Bomber, lies critically damaged on the planet Malphane, surrounded by floating mines. Their position seems desperate. Lamia is held prisoner in the dungeons of the glacial planet, condemned by Commander Makara to life in death. Only Captain Halley can read her thoughts. Will he be able to direct X-Bomber to the Rainbow Galaxy, or will Dr. Ben be too late? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.